Welcome to Tech Talk with Blossom. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here, we talk about everything about the software engineering career, sometimes even bringing you lived experiences of other software engineers to help you make better decisions about your career as a software engineer. And if you are planning to get into tech, then just to give you an insider view of what it currently is like. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you sit back and enjoy. So here are five facts about the software engineering career. One, the pay is high. That's more like an open secret. The pay is really high. According to Glassdoor, salary for an entry-level software engineer is about $75,000 USD, though I think it goes down to about $45,000 USD, $60,000 USD in varying parts of the world. And we know that there's even the exceptions for like FANG and FANG equivalent, where entry-level software engineers can earn as high as six figures. But that's an exception, not the rule. So we're just going to stick with the rule, which is about 45, 60, 75. I think that's pretty fair. The 45 can be quite low. I think 60 is like the base cap. So that's one. The pay is really high. Two, you can work from anywhere. I think the tech world is much more on board with the remote work thing, because it's like what we do. All you have to do is work on some software from anywhere in the world. All you have to do is deliver. So you can work from anywhere. Three, with your skills, you can work at any firm. I mean, you can work in a tech company, you can work in a health company, education, even politics, right? So there's no bar to where a software engineer can work. Four, you will always be learning and growing. I'm just going to leave it at that. As a software engineer, you're always going to be learning and growing. Five, you get to build cool stuff. I mean, you can literally create anything as a software engineer. I mean, once you think about it, everything that has ever been built was just from someone's imagination. Think Facebook. It was just, okay, how can everyone in the world be connected? That's pretty cool if you ask me. I'm not talking about what it is now, but what's for all intents and purposes, you get to build cool stuff with tech. And just as a bonus, this should not even be like a bonus. Should have been one of the main points, if I'm being honest, but there is low barrier to entry, no degree, but with from any background, any age. I mean, tech probably has one of the most diverse backgrounds, and that's really cool. Now we've talked about the good perks of software engineering. I'm sure that you probably knew like some of this, at least you knew DP was I. Now let's talk about let me give you five extra facts that are not so glamorous. The first one is your hours will be longer. Regardless of if you work at, I mean, all jobs, all companies say they have a good work-life balance. But the truth is, as a software engineer, you are building stuff, you are debugging stuff. And, you know, bugs really don't care about work-life balance. I mean, it's going to happen many times where you have a deadline and then you can do this stuff, right? It's not like it's particularly difficult. It is in your skill set. It's something you are comfortable doing. But there's just this bug that needs to be fixed. Many, many times, software engineers, you always spend over time. Well, especially if you're an entry-level software engineer, right? You will definitely spend over time. You want to build cool stuff. You want to show that you can build cool stuff. You want to learn. You have to work over time. Your hours would definitely be longer. If you want to stand out as a software engineer, especially if you're coming from a different background and you want to change career and all, you have to put in more hours. So your hours will be longer. And that leads me to my second point. You're putting all these hours at your computer, at the desk, just sitting down, and the body is keeping count. The body doesn't forget. It compounds. And all these things lead to lasting health side effects. Your eyes, your back, your spine, your posture. Yeah, so that's a major thing. Also, Third fact that's not so glamorous. Not everyone makes 5 to 6 figures at first, especially for entry-level software developers, especially if you're an entry-level software engineer. I'm just going to repeat that. Especially if you're an entry-level software engineer. You get the point. Okay, cool. And especially if you're an entry-level software engineer that lives in Africa, there's no how you are making 5 to 6 figures in USD at first. I mean, eventually you will find ways to work your way up to that remote work and all, but again, the experience to just prove that you can do something, it's very rare that you live in Africa and then you start making 5 to 6 figures or even 3 figures in the USD at first as an entry-level software engineer. That's a reality, so keep that in mind if you're entry-level. And especially if you're an African entry level that lives in Africa and don't have the option of remote work at present. So the fourth point is you're always going to learn. And I know that was a pro, like one of the facts that I mentioned, that oh, this is a nice fact, you're always going to learn. But if you come to think about it, do you always want to be learning? I mean, at some point it does have to get tiring and old, right? I mean, if you work at a company that is always concerned about cutting-edge technology, fast-paced technology. I once worked at a startup, we used React to build most of our web applications, the client-facing web applications. And then suddenly the PM called me one day. I was the lead front end at that point. And he called me and he was like, can you use Vue? And I was like, no, I can't use Vue, but it shouldn't be that difficult to learn. I already use React and I have little knowledge on Angular. They're all frameworks, right? I know JavaScript, it can't be that hard. And he was like, okay, for our next project, you're going to use Vue. And I was like, okay, cool, but why? And it was like, it's popular. Like, people are talking about Vue on Twitter, on LinkedIn, in the tech community. So we should probably start using it in our tech stack. Like, the clients didn't ask for it. The stakeholder don't care. React works just fine. But the PM decided that Vue would be nice because it's quite popular. And so I had to start learning Vue. So, yeah. That happened. So the truth is, that might not always be the case, but if you want to stay relevant, you at least have to know that Vue exists, and you want to see, okay, what's special about Vue. You want to try out, you want to see, okay, what's the difference between Vue and React. You want to have an opinion when you're talking about this tech stack. And it's, you don't have to learn everything. All you need is the basics of programming, really, and you are good to go. But you do want to have an idea of all of this tech stack, and sometimes you'll be required to learn them. And yeah, I mean, you don't also want to be a language developer. For instance, my primary programming language is JavaScript at this point, but I've been eyeing embedded software engineer. I've been eyeing that field, right? So I know to work in that field, I have to know a strictly typed object-oriented language like C++ or Java, or maybe C programming. So that's something new to learn. It's not like any other field. Like, I don't know, if you're a doctor, for instance, and you major in gynecology, and then that knowledge carries you all through your career. That doesn't work it doesn't work in the tech world. When I started, I was learning Bootstrap. It was like the in thing then. Now I don't like Bootstrap. I don't use Bootstrap. It's so redundant. CSS is better, and maybe SCSS if you need extra stuff. But do you get what I'm trying to say? You always learn, and whatever you are learning now can be made redundant in the next 3 months or something. So that's something to note. Also, I think the fifth one is, you're not always going to build life-changing technology. That's the truth. I mean, every developer wants to make real impact with technology. But the truth is, if you are working for a company and you don't have this grand idea of, you know, building your own stuff, it's not every time you're going to build cool stuff. I mean, take engineers at Snapchat, for instance, working on Snapchat filter. I mean, is Snapchat filter really that life-changing? Well, no shade to Snapchat. I mean, Snapchat did help me get through some of the darkest times of my life. But when you come to think about it, it's Snapchat filter really life-changing? So, yeah. you're not always going to be with life-changing stuff, and that's cool, I guess, but you just have to know that, right? I mean, some people come to tech with all these high expectations of making really part with technology, but sometimes you might just get stuck fixing bugs on things that really don't matter in the grand scope of things. But you might enjoy it. So not all important work, no, how do I phrase that now? Not all non-important work has to be boring. So it can be non-important and then you still find satisfaction and fulfillment in it. But that's just something that you should note. Since I gave a bonus for 5 facts that are quite nice, then I should give a bonus for 5 facts that are not so nice, right? And that one is, what I'll probably add is, software engineering field now is highly competitive. Oh my God. Have you been in the market recently? Have you been on the job search recently? I mean, sometimes I'll go through LinkedIn jobs and then I would see a job that was put up about 10 minutes ago and you are seeing 200 applicants. And I'm like, what? I know the truth is that, well, I don't know if this is the truth, but I've heard it so many times. It's sounding like the truth now that, you know, 90% of jobs don't get posted online because they are grabbed by internal, whatever, maybe referrals, bureaucracy. You know, they're just filled up internally, so you don't even get to see them. So the ones that you even get to see now, you are competing against hundreds and thousands of people. So yeah, it's highly competitive. It's not uncommon that you go on LinkedIn nowadays and you see someone be like, I just got my first job after making 532 applications, after making 700 applications. And sometimes I really have to think that, do I have this tenacity? Do I have this tenacity to apply to 500 jobs and keep track and keep applying? I mean, but that's the reality, right? That's the reality. The software engineering field is very competitive, and sometimes you are competing against people who are so much better than you, because let's face it, there will always be people better. The only thing is that you just have to have this, see, joker card, like, okay, what do you have that no one else have, because there's always going to be someone better. So yeah, that's the 5 not so glamorous part of tech. If you are considering coming into tech, you should know these things. While knowing that it pays high, you can work anywhere and all of that, you should also know these things. They are important. And this is not me gatekeeping and trying to make you feel scared and everything. But you really just have to know. For every pro, there's a con. And you know that for higher rewards, there are higher risk. It's just the way life works. So, yeah. And in other news, I am recording this the second day after Elon Musk officially bought Twitter. I have no idea why this is making it into this podcast, but I feel like it's some grand timestamp thing. But yeah, Elon Musk bought Twitter just yesterday. Just thought to inform you. In other news of happenings in the tech world. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I look forward to not seeing you, but talking to you. Talking to you on the next episode. Bye. Until then, keep coding, keep learning. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me. As always, I hope you learned something new, pondered or something new, or something just made this whole thing worth your time. You can catch me on LinkedIn, it's Blossom Babalola. On Twitter, it's Blossom Babalola. And everywhere else, it's Blossom Babalola. Till next episode, keep building, keep doing awesome stuff.